Shall we stand for the scripture reading?
请我们一同起立来读今天的经文。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 to 5 and verse 17.
哥林多前书十五章三到五节以及第十七节。
We will read the scripture as on the screen. I will lead you in English, and then Elder Luan in Mandarin.
詹牧师会先用英文读，然后我们再用中文一起来读。
For I deliver unto you, first of all, that which also I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures.
所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了。
And that he was buried, and that he has been raised on the third day according to the Scriptures.
而且埋葬了。又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
Verse 5 English, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12.
并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒。
Verse 17, and if Christ has not been raised, your faith is vain. You are yet in your sins.
十七节，基督若没有复活，你们的信便是枉然。你们仍在罪里。
Good morning.
早安。
Wonderful to see you in this Resurrection Sunday.
在复活的主日跟大家见面是何等喜乐的一件事。
Turn to your side and repeat that. Wonderful seeing you on this Resurrection Sunday.
跟你周围的人说，在复活的主日看见你是何等令人感恩奇妙的一件事。
This is for you if you're not used to Mandarin or English. 复活节、主节、睇到你，整高兴。
睇到你，整高兴。
Both Elder Luan and mine Cantonese is near perfect.
我们的粤语还马马虎虎。
Now you may sit it.
请坐。
Resurrection versus faith.
那么复活与信心。
I left out the pronouns in the sermon title.
我特别把这个人称代名词从这个标题里面拿出来。
Whose resurrection and whose faith?
这是谁的复活？这是关乎谁的信心？
The answer is his resurrection and our faith.
那么答案就是说，这是他的复活与我们信心的关系。
Now one day we may talk about this subject with slight modification.
但是有一天，当我们在谈这个主题的时候，会有一些改变。
We may talk about our resurrection and our faith.
那个时候就会变成说，这是我们的复活，这是我们的信心。
But by then, you will not need me.
但是到那一天，你们就不需要我了。
You will not need any pastor, any elder, any deacon preaching to you.
你们不需要任何的牧师、长老、执事们来向你们讲道。
But today, for now, we will settle for his resurrection versus our faith.
但是今天我们的题目仍然是他的复活，我们的信心跟信仰。
What are the intricate relationship between his resurrection versus our faith?
那么他的复活跟我们的信心这中间奇妙的关联在哪里？
First thing,
第一件，
his resurrection is absolutely necessary in our faith.
他的复活对我们的信仰是必要的，绝对的必要。
Why?
为什么？
Just read his biography.
那么我们只要读耶稣的传记就晓得。
Now, if you're not happy with one version, there are four versions, there are four editions of his biography.
那么在圣经的四福音就是关乎耶稣的四本传记。
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
马太、马可、路加、约翰。
Now, each gospel writer presents Jesus in the writer's unique way.
那么每一个福音书的作者用他们独特的方法来描写基督的生平。
Selecting of certain events.
那么选择耶稣生平当中所发生的一些事
choosing certain words,
那么选择耶稣所说的一些话跟教训
picking some themes together,
那么把一些他整个生平当中的一些主题组合起来。
Yet any casual reading will find out there is one clear common feature.
但是我们就是很不漫不经心的读下去，也发现说这四本书福音书有一个共同的特色。
Because every gospel writer devotes close to 30% even more space describing the last few days of Jesus on this earth.
每一个福音书的作者花了几乎是 30% 甚至超过的篇幅来描写耶稣在世界上最后几天的生涯。
His crucifixion.
他的钉十字架。
His sacrificial death.
他的牺牲的死。
His resurrection.
他的复活。
No other person in this world whose life is worthy to have a biography share this characteristic.
古今今外所有的人类没有一个人他们的传记是有这样子的特色，他们的死亡是值得这样大书特书。
I don't know who is your hero, who is your famous villain.
我不晓得你自己心目当中的英雄是谁，或者你觉得最坏的一个恶人是谁。
毛泽东，
毛泽东，
邓小平，
邓小平，
蒋介石，
蒋介石，
林肯，
林肯，是吗
？Washington，
华盛顿。
I don't know who you think is worthy to have a biography, but read their biography. No one in this world shares this characteristic that the author would devote 30% of the space describing the last few days of their life on this earth.
所有重要的人物，当你们读他的传记的时候，没有一个重要的人物在他们的传记当中值得用那么多的篇幅来大书特书他们最后在世上几天的生活。
As if the gospel writers are dialoguing with us.
那么好像这个福音书的作者跟我们对话。
As Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John standing together, talking to us, listening to us.
那么好像这四本福音书的作者站在一起，听我们发问，向我们发言。
I mean, they'll be amazed with 21st century humanity.
那么他们会觉得是何等值得惊讶的一件事。
Say what? Your attention span is only 5 minutes?
Oh, 你只能够有五分钟的时间来听我们讲吗？
And you know what the gospel writer will say?
那么你知道这个福音书的作者会怎么说呢？
Fine, no problem.
如果你只有五分钟能够听我们叙述也没有问题。
Skip the intro, skip the interlude.
那么您就讲福音书的语言，福音书中间的技术通通都略过去。
Here it is.
那么只看这个就好。
This is the climax.
那么这个就是整个耶稣生平的高潮。
His death and his resurrection.
那就是他的死，他的复活。
Any interest about Jesus will eventually lead to his death and his resurrection.
我们对于耶稣基督生平的任何的探讨，最后必须带到他的死亡跟复活。
It's just like rich young ruler came to Jesus.
那好像那一位少年官来见耶稣。
Interesting to know what is eternal life.
他问耶稣说：“我要怎样行才可以得永生？”
And Jesus said, "Sell all your possession, give it to the poor, and then follow me."
变卖你一切所有的来跟从我，分给穷人。变卖一切所有的分给穷人来跟从我。
You think that's tough?
那你觉得这是一个困难的要求吗
？You think this is difficult to do?
你觉得这很难做到吗
？You think this is an extremely difficult task that this rich young ruler has to be confronted with?
你觉得这就是一个少年官所碰到的一个没有办法达到的一个要求吗
？Hypothetically, if he did all he was told,
那么假设他真的照耶稣所说的去做了
，he will be confronted with Jesus' death and Jesus' resurrection, and there is the mystery of eternal life.
那么纵使他照着一切所行的去做了，他还是要面对耶稣的死。和复活的问题，这就是有关永生生命的奥秘。
Any desire of knowing Jesus will have to end at coming to terms with his death and his resurrection.
我们若要是认识基督，必须要正面面对耶稣的死和复活的问题。
What Matthew, Mark, Luke, John imply, Paul expounds.
那么马太、马可、路加、约翰这四本福音书的作者，他们所暗示的，使徒保罗进一步的加以阐明。
What the gospel writers implicitly communicate, Paul explicitly declares.
福音书的作者所暗示我们的，在保罗他就更清楚的阐明出来。
For what I received, I pass on to you as of first importance.
我当日所领受又传给你们的最重要的事情是什么呢？
That Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
That he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
而且埋葬了又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
And that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12.
他向彼得显现又向十二个使徒显现。
This is the positive assertion of the organic unity of his death and his resurrection.
这就是保罗对于耶稣基督复活在新约圣经里面一个有机式的统一的信息，一个正面的一个描写。
And if that's not enough,
如果这还不够的话
，Because this is our man and woman, this is our humanity.
那么这是在我们的人性的这个当中
，Sometimes a very clear positive statement, we just can't take it clearly.
那么有一个非常清楚阐明的正面的叙述，但是有时候我们就是糊涂，搞不清楚。
So after this positive assertion,
那么有了这个正面的描写之后
，Negatively, the inseparable nature of his resurrection.And a true saving faith.
那么然后保罗再进一步的阐明这一个耶稣基督的复活和我们得救的信心中间不可切割的关系。
And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile.
基督若是没有复活，你们的信便是徒然。
You are still in your sins.
你们仍在罪里。
So here we are.
所以这就是今天我们所面对的真理。
His resurrection is absolutely necessary in our faith.
他的复活对于我们的信仰是百分之百绝对必要。
The second thing is,
那么第二样事情是什么呢？
His resurrection is a difficult subject in our faith.
他的复活对于我们的信仰是一个困难的课题。
Perhaps the most difficult part of our confession.
那么对于我们的任性可能是最困难的一件事。
We're living in a time where existentialism, scientism have been the backbone of our thinking or mindset.
我们活在这样的一个世代里面，那个科学主义、存在主义已经深深在我们的脑海当中。
Anything claimed to be trueHas to be proven and experienced.
那么任何关于真理的宣告必须借着经验来证实。
And has to be proven and experienced again and again and again.
而且要一而再、再而三的被检验、被证实是真的。
Because today,
因为今天
every man and woman think that they possess the unique position as a self.Determining agent to authenticate anything truthful.
因为每一个人都自己以为我们有这样子一个能力，可以来决定，可以来验证什么是真的，真假由我来决定。
Now, if this is really valid, this concept is, if it is really valid,
那假定这个概念是正确的，是有效的话，
truth has no duration.
那么真理就没有任何的持久性。
Whatever true 100 years ago, whatever true up to yesterday, can only be not true if it's not experienced again.
那么任何的所谓被别人宣称的真理，100年之前或者是昨天的真理，今天还需要再被检验，重新被证实。
If so, how can we prove his resurrection?
如果这样的话，我们如何证明耶稣复活是事实呢？
How can I face the challenge authenticating his resurrection?
我们如何面对这样的一个挑战，来确认耶稣复活的事实为真？
I can't.
我不能。
Now I'm called to be a pastor.
那么我有这样的呼召，成为一个传道人，成为牧师。
Preaching the gospel concerning Jesus Christ.
就是传关于耶稣基督的福音。
His death and his resurrection.
他的死跟他的复活。
But I tell you,
但是我必须告诉你，
I will opt out from discussing my knowledge, my personal knowledge, my personal experience of resurrection.
但是当我们谈到复活的时候，我个人的一些经验，我个人的理解，我没有办法以这个作为一个绝对的证明。
I will not discuss any knowledge of resurrection.
我没有办法谈关于复活的知识。
Some say, "Oh, watch out! Here comes a liberal pastor."
Oh, 你们不要说糟糕了，我们的这个牧师现在是个大自由派。
I cannot discuss my knowledge of resurrection because I haven't died yet.
我没有办法谈关于复活的真理，因为我还没有死，如何能谈复活呢？
I can't.
我没有办法。
But then some people will say, "Okay, pastor, but there's story floating out there."
但是牧师有一些关于人死而复活的故事在那边流传。
There are testimony floating out there.
那么有一些这样子的见证。
There are people who said that about their near-death experience or even coming back to life.
那么有一些有濒死经验的人又活过来。
Well, excellent, interesting.
那么这是有趣的一些历史的，这是有趣的经验。
But those are not part of my faith.
但是这并没有办法解决我的问题。
Those interesting stories have nothing to do with my faith.
但是这些别人有趣的经验跟我的个人的信仰有什么关系呢？
Because my faith is his resurrection, Jesus' resurrection, Yeshua's resurrection.
因为我的信仰是耶稣的复活，他的复活。
Not some John Doe's mystical near-death coming back to life stories.
那么耶稣的复活并不是说某某人他从濒死经验里面活过来那样子的复活。
Here is our dilemma.
那么这就是我们的困境。
Here is at least my dilemma.
这最起码是我个人的困境。
His resurrection is absolutely necessary in my faith.
他的信仰，他的复活对于我的信仰是绝对必要。
Absolutely necessary in our confession.
绝对必要对于我们的任性来讲。
Cannot be compromised.
这是绝对没有妥协的余地。
But his resurrection is a wholly other event, completely outside the realm of human experiences.
但是耶稣的复活却是一个完全不同的一件事实，是超越我们人的一般的经验。
If you don't understand that, read his biography again.
如果你还不明白的话，我们再读四福音。
Including the description of those surrounding him.
那么特别看这一些围绕在耶稣身边的人他们的见证。
His resurrection was a such shocking event to them.
耶稣的复活对他们来讲是这么让他们震惊的一件事。
Biblical authors were honest describing their first reaction and emotion: fear, anxiety, worry, scared, disbelief.
那么圣经的作者，福音书的作者很诚实的来描写他们面对耶稣复活的事实，他们起初的反应就是害怕，就是战惊，就是不明白。
Here is our dilemma.
那么这就是我们的困境。
His resurrection is absolutely necessary in our faith.
他的复活对于我们的信仰是绝对必要。
But also an extremely difficult subject.In our face.
但是对于我们来讲也是一个困难的课题，我们理性难以理解。
So what should we do?
那么我们该怎么办呢？
What can we do?
那么我们能做什么呢？
What can we do to, you know, boast up about strengthening our case?
那我们如何能够使我们的信心关于复活这件事能够更加的坚定呢？
Now that's why there are testimony stories floating out there.
那么这就是为什么有关于这个复活的这些故事在流传。
But at the end of the day, faith in Jesus, faith in Jesus' resurrection is the foundation of our faith.
但是到最后，相信耶稣，相信耶稣基督的复活，是我们信心的根基。
And we even try to encourage ourselves.
我们也想要鼓励我们自己。
We may even sing some hymns at times.
我们有的时候也唱诗歌。
For example, this particular verse in a hymn.
所以在诗歌上有这样特别一句话。
Now you have to bear with me. I just, it's a wonderful hymn, but here is the sentence I need to quote.
那么这是一个很好的诗歌，但是我特别选这样几句话出来。
You ask me how I know he lives.
你若问我如何知道主活。
Because he lives within my heart.
因主活在我心。
Now if you're going to sing that,
那么我们也唱这首诗歌，我奉一位复活主。
Then be prepared that the antagonist will also sing.
但是这样的一句话呢，就是一些半信半疑的人，他们也可以唱。
They will say, you ask me how I know he does not live because he does not live in my heart.
那么人可以调过来这一句话说，我怎么知道他没有复活呢？因为他没有活在我心里面。
You're going to have to prepare to hear them singing even louder.
那么这一些不信的人，他们可以甚至唱得更大声。
And then we are stuck, aren't we?
那么所以我们不能把复活这件事变成主观里面的一个东西。
So here's the third thing.
所以就第三样事情我们必须要明白。
It is his resurrection that will vindicate our faith.
他的复活验证了我们的信仰。
His resurrection will vindicate our faith.
他的复活将来要验证我们的信仰。
Not the other way around.
并不是倒过来讲。
Not that my faith vindicate his resurrection. It is his resurrection vindicate, validate my faith.
并不是因为我主观里面的这个相信证明他复活，而是他复活证明了我们的信仰。
Because his resurrection is prior, then my faith follows.
因为他的复活在先，我们的信仰是在复活的这个前提之下。
His resurrection precedes my faith.
他的复活是在我们的信仰之前。
In fact, his resurrection precedes my existence.
那么事实上，他的复活甚至在我个人的存在之前。
His resurrection is the foundation, and my faith rests on that.
他的复活是一个根基，而我的信心是建立在这个复活的根基上。
Therefore, his resurrection is the ultimate climax where my faith eternally points to.
所以他的复活是一个至终的一个指标，是我信心最后的一个盼望跟指向。
So what I do today?
所以今天我在这里跟大家分享的。
What do I do today?
所以今天我们应当如何行？
I wait.
我等候。
I wait.
我等候。
I wait for the day of vindication.
我等候那一天我们的信心得着验证。
I wait for the day his resurrection vindicates my faith.
我等候那一天他复活的事实验证了我们的信仰。
While our faith in his resurrection may be questioned,
那么我们对于复活的这个信心可能会被别人质疑
challenged,
被别人挑战
criticized,
被别人批评
sometimes even mocked,
甚至被别人讽刺嘲笑
Christian's faith in his resurrection is unbelievable.
基督徒对于耶稣复活的这一个信心好像是在理性上没有办法接受的
Well, one day,
但是有一天
I may even shout out the same word, unbelievable.
我们也同样的可以高声的呼喊说，真是令人难以置信啊。
Not the doubting, skeptical, mocking sense of unbelievable.
并不是一个怀疑者在这个嘲笑当中所说的不可相信。
But an entirely different connotation. It's going to be an exclamation.
但是是一个惊叹的一个难以置信的宣告。
Now to show that, I'm going to have to show you a picture for illustration.
那么我要请大家看这个上面的这个图画。
I don't know if anybody recognizes this picture.
我不晓得你能不能看见这幅图画所表达的。
This is not just a photo.
那么这不是一个相片，这是一个历史
上的照片。A cover, a front cover of Sports Illustrated.
这是体育这个画报的一个封面。
But notice that besides the name of the magazine, nothing is written on this front cover.
那么在这个封面上面呢，除了这个体育画报的这个标题之外，没有有任何的解释。
Because there's no need for any word to describe anymore.
因为这样的一个图画，这个照片没有需要任何的解释。
This is 1980 Winter Olympic.
那就是1980年的冬奥会。
No one really believed in them.
那么没有人相信这件事情会发生。
No one really took them seriously.
没有人会觉得说那个美国的冰球队能够有什么成就。
No one really believed that this group of young amateur college player could beat the mighty Soviet.
没有人相信由美国的这些大学的越级的这些学生所组织的冰球队能够打败这个非常有经验职业的这个苏联队。
So no one talk about them, no one believe them, because it is impossible to beat a Soviet team who has won 5 Winter Olympic in a row.
那没有人认为美国队有任何的机会，因为这个苏联的冰球队已经接连五年得了冬奥的这个冰球冠军。
It is impossible, therefore unbelievable.
那么这是不可能的，因此是难以置信的。
But at the end of the day, at the end of the game,
但是在这一天结束，在这个比赛结束的时候
，people running around, sport commentator running around, unbelievable, unbelievable. They use the same word.
大家大声喊着说，难以置信，难以置信，美国队竟然赢了。
Previously, the word is used to degrade them. It is impossible, unbelievable to win.
所以这个难以置信变成一个令人惊讶的难以置信。
Now, it is so wonderful, you better believe it.
那么耶稣基督复活是这样一个令人觉得惊讶、令惊奇的一个事实，我们最好相信他。
This is his resurrection versus our faith.
这就是他的复活跟我们信仰的关系。
His resurrection is absolutely necessary in our faith.
他的复活对我们的信仰是绝对必要。
His resurrection is an extremely difficult part in our faith.
他的复活对于我们的信仰是一个难以理性上理解跟接受的问题。
His resurrection will vindicate our faith.
他的复活最后会验证我们的信仰。
So what do we do?
那么我们应当如何？
We wait.
我们等候。
The same person, the same Lord. This is what he did to all his disciples.
那么同样的一位主，这也是他对他所有门徒的一个劝告。
His resurrection appearance comfort, encourage,Vindicate his disciples' faith again and again.
他复活之后的耶稣，他向他的门徒显现，再一次的来坚固门徒们的信仰跟信心。
In fact, the same person, even before resurrection, encouraged and comforted his disciples again and again.
那么，甚至同样的这一位，就是在他复活之前，他已经鼓励，他已经勉励这一些他的门徒们。
Should I remind you the Garden of Gethsemane?
我们要记得在克西马尼园所发生的事。
Praying three times.
他三次祷告。
Coming back to the disciples.
他回到他的门徒那里。
He gently asked them.
他很这个温柔的来问他们说。
Will you not tarry with me just a little longer?
你们不能与我警醒片刻吗？
This is what I do.
那么这就是我所做的。
Will I...Not tarry for just a little longer.
那么你们不能够再警醒片刻吗？等候片刻吗？
Will we not tarry until tomorrow?
我们能不能够等到明天呢？
Today, will we not tarry until tomorrow?
我们今天能够继续怀着盼望等到明天吗？
When every day become today,
当每一天变成了今天，
will we say to ourselves, will I not tarry until tomorrow?
我们要对自己说，我们应该警醒等候直到明天。
Because he lives,
因为他活着
tomorrow.
因为我们能够面对明天，让我们一同起立。
We will sing the chorus just three times.
我们只唱这个副歌，唱三次。
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he
Be seated.